Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Guess what? She's back. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agumake. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're taking you all the way up to ESPN Radio's coverage of the NFL Draft. L. Duncan, Kevin Negandhi, all taken over at 7 p.m. Eastern when we finish up. Mike Tannenbaum, Bart Scott, Ian Fitzsimmons, all going to join L. Mike Tannenbaum is going to join us here in about a half hour, our ESPN front office insider. Because, Janae, we're glad that you're back. First off, what's up? How you feeling? How was practice today?
It was all right. It was good. I'm very happy because we actually went really hard in practice. As you guys know, member of the LA Sparks, so I'm in training camp, and then I come and do our show here, Janae and Golic Jr. So today was like a grind day where we actually played, and I haven't played in 2 years. And so I was like, I was a Hufflepuff. At the end of practice, I was like, I was a full-on Hufflepuff, but we can talk about that later because it's NFL Draft Day!
Let's go!
Excited. I'm so excited that we can stop talking about it because the picks are coming tonight. Very thrilled.
We are thrilled, Janae, and we were really excited. I was ready to come in here today, Janae, and talk about Adam Schefter tweeting that Tim Tebow, apparently at 33 years old, asked the Jags for a tryout at tight end. I was excited to come in and talk about a duck that stands at 3.5 feet tall called Long Boy that was trending on the internet today. And instead, Janae, I don't know if you heard while you were at practice, but Aaron Rodgers decided to light this whole thing on fire.
Aaron Rodgers said,
oh, he did.
Hold my beer.
Heading right into draft night, Janae, I was amazed at how quickly this went from 0 to 60 because, you know, we've been talking about on the show for a while that Aaron Rodgers seemed unhappy, but Janae, he is ever the showman. Apparently being out with all that glitz and glam and Jeopardy gave him the creative license to try and take over draft weekend, apparently.
So I'm first of all mad that you said 0 to 60 because that is culture. Like, isn't that a song 0 to 60 in 3.5 or something like that? Like, it's 0 to 100 real quick. It's all good, Junior. But yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised because we've been talking about the lack of love in the language that we've been seeing with a number of franchises, whether it's the Seattle Seahawks that have mended the relationship with Russell Wilson, and now this is where Aaron Rodgers is. And it's funny because finally we got something good not too long ago. Was it a couple days ago where their GM, Brian Gutekunst, which Mina, I can't remember how she said his name, but it was like, good, whatever. But he basically came out and said, not too long ago, Aaron's our guy. He's going to be our quarterback for the foreseeable future. And to get that paired with, like, that now seemed like a distress signal. Now knowing that Aaron probably was not feeling loved, it's like, let's go to the media and tell people that he's our guy because we know that this is potentially coming.
Janae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agumake. And you're right. This had been boiling up for a while. From Aaron Rodgers saying that his future was a beautiful mystery to him joining our own Kenny Mayne on SportsCenter. And when asked about not coming out and saying, this is my team, not coming out and saying, I'm going to be the Packers quarterback, had this to say just inside a month ago, back on April 2nd.
Well, when you say things like that, then people, he just said it's not in his hands. He might be, right? Like, things get misinterpreted. Wouldn't you like to just proclaim, I'm there. I'm your guy. I want to keep throwing for Lombardi Avenue all day.
Ken, you and I both know that's not how it works.
No. Like Russell Wilson. He just answered a question.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, necessarily going to approach it like how that some of that stuff came out. But look, like I said last year, you know, there's things that are just out of my control. The team has obviously the power to do what they want. My job is just to play as well as I can. You know, I think there may have been, you know, ideas about what certain things meant in the last year. I just focused on my play, went out and played really well, won MVP, and you know, I've been having a hell of an offseason.
I appreciate him throwing out that reminder. Hey, you know when you guys drafted that quarterback in the first round last year, and then I went out and won the MVP? How'd that fit into your plans? Because, Janae, this seems to be bad blood. You can probably trace back to that moment when Jordan Love became the first-round pick in 2020 on draft night a year ago this weekend for the Green Bay Packers, and it seems like Aaron has not gotten over that.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. I really don't, because in that situation where you could have turned into a sour apple, maybe green apple for Green Bay, but you could have turned into a sour apple, what did he do instead? He went and delivered one of the best seasons we've seen from the quarterback position and won MVP. And how did they honor him after the fact. I mean, one of the most controversial end of game scenarios with him not having the ability to dictate the future, which is what we'd all as fans collectively would want to see. But instead, it was an internal decision amongst coach or whatever the party is, you know, that sort of put them in a position to take the ball out of his hands. So I'd be big mad, too. And I think he's played it. He's played this sort of the long game. Like, that's literally how you want a professional athlete to respond and to not sort of acquiesce until it's way too late and say he's the guy of our foreseeable future after letting the situation mount. That's on you, boo-boo.
It is. But now Chiney is where it gets interesting, because you mentioned how he went about it. He responded on the field. He let his pads do the talking, is like the cliche that we always throw around with this. Now this is starting to feel like Russell Wilson territory. Because remember at the beginning of this offseason, we talked about Deshaun Watson trying to work his way out of Houston, and that one felt like it had real venom. We talked about Russell Wilson coming out and kind of being passive-aggressive about it. Marcus Spears, our ESPN NFL analyst, came on with us and told him, say something. Stop just talking around it and say something direct if you want it. That feels like this territory we're approaching with Aaron Rodgers now, Chiney, because for a long time I thought this was a power play for Aaron Rodgers. He wanted Green Bay to go get him the weapon that he didn't get in the draft last year. And even heading into this weekend now, I still wonder, Chiney, how much he can really do to make the Packers uncomfortable, because we say this all the time. With the cap hit they would have to incur with Aaron Rodgers, much like Seattle and Russell Wilson, it's going to make it hard to move him unless you really get a king's ransom. And you don't have a young quarterback like Deshaun Watson. You don't have a young-ish quarterback like Russell Wilson. You got a 37-year-old coming off the MVP that's going to be a little different. How much of your future are you really willing to give up?
Junior, I'm stressed. I'm really stressed. It's NFL draft day. We're talking about so many quarterbacks that could go potentially in the top 10. And then think about what we've experienced with the NFL offseason and the quarterbacks and the volatility of conversations as well. Is this normal? Like, help me, Junior.
It's not normal. And what gets even, I think, more a reminder we need right here, let's put it like this. I think we need a reminder of what Aaron Rodgers just saw happen. Tom Brady.
Yep.
I heard Adam Schefter talking about Tom Brady envy the other day from players, and I think I misread what Adam Schefter said, because I was wondering why people had Tom Brady envy for him getting to be the GM like they thought, because Brian Light and them did most of the work already. They just let, you know, they let Antonio Brown come in. They let Gronk come in on cheap contracts to hang out and catch a couple of passes. But it was really, Chiney, him getting to dictate his future. New England didn't want him back, and he said, all right, bet, I'll go and find happiness somewhere else. And for Aaron Rodgers and other aging quarterbacks now, I'm wondering if a small part of him isn't looking at this and saying, I felt disrespected last year. None of that feeling has gone away, and I just saw someone go choose their own future and have success. Maybe I can have some of that now, even though he doesn't have quite that power of free agency the way Tom did.
Absolutely agree. It's that recency bias that we saw Russell Wilson at the Super Bowl watching it with his family, being like, ooh, that's kind of nice. Aaron Rodgers, he's getting a taste of what it's like to be the man, you know, assuming the legend Alex Trebek's role in Jeopardy. Like, people are getting valued in different ways and using that standard of which we're experiencing in society now to hold their franchises accountable. And so it's wild times. Like, Junior, I did not wake up thinking on draft day, this is what we'd be talking about.
No, but you're right. This is where we are in the NFL. This is where we are in modern pro sports. Players looking at their franchise and saying, no, you're going to do right by me the other way around. And we've said this for years, that Green Bay, especially before the current regime got there, before current GM Brian Gutekunst got there, was largely mismanaging some of Aaron Rodgers' prime years. And apparently he's sick of it. Now, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Coming up next, will Aaron Rodgers still be a Packer after draft weekend? Will Justin Fields somehow wind up wearing a Patriot uniform? Are we going to see running backs multiple drafted in the first round? We play Book It next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Well, the countdown is on to the 2021 NFL Draft.
Join me, Elle Duncan, Kevin DeGonne. Full coverage of the first three rounds on ESPN Radio.
Coverage begins tonight, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Chaos leading up to the NFL Draft. We all just want to get to the coverage starting at ESPN Radio on 7 o'clock when Kevin Negandhi and L. Duncan take over in this thing. But Aaron Rodgers had other plans. He's ticked off. He's sick and tired of Green Bay, and he's told some inside the organization he doesn't want to play for them anymore. What does his future look like? What's the NFL draft going to look like here? Chinay and Golic Jr., we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Mike Golic Jr., Chinay Agwumike. And Chinay, it's been a while right now for this next game. Heading into the NFL draft, we got to say hi to an old friend, right? If we're going to talk about all these wild predictions.
An oldie but a goodie.
An oldie but a goodie. It feels right that as we have so much uncertain heading into tonight's NFL draft, we try and give you a few things that you can hold on to, a few things that you can be certain of. Cliff, let's play Book It. All right, guys, Book It. You know the drill. You add Book It to any of your hot take. It's a hot take multiplier. It allows you to feel like Stephen A. Smith, if only for a moment.
You can book it.
Put it in the books.
You know what time it is. It's Book It time, damn it.
I'm still saying no. You remember when I answered that? Like, Shanae, can we go outside? I was like, I'm still not going.
Still, I ain't going to be there.
I ain't going to be there. Nope.
All right, well, if you guys are new to this, Book It. I'm going to give you guys a hot take. If you like it, if you want it to feel even hotter, shout Book It at the end. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel like Stephen A. Smith. And if you don't, you won't, and we move on.
No,
we're going to give you
what
you need for the NFL draft this weekend. Cliff, are you ready?
Man, I've been ready, and I've been ready to hit the streets, too. They're about to welcome me back with open arms after Sunday.
They're always calling,
They're calling me.
Moderna man in the building.
Yes.
Drink responsibly.
All right, let's get it. Junior, this is for you. Aaron Rodgers will still be a Packer on Monday. You going to book that?
I am going to book this.
Put it in the books!
I know it's fun right now to live in the anarchy leading up to the draft tonight, but I think what we have here is a situation that's been brewing for a while and that's not going to be resolved in the immediacy here. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have to make Green Bay a lot more uncomfortable for them to swing wildly, especially going into draft night, especially with how close we are to such an important evening for team building. So I am going to book it. Aaron Rodgers still there on Monday.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that also as Adam Schefter broke this news, he mentioned that the team president, Mark Murphy, GM, Brian Gutekunst, head coach Matt LaFleur, each fly out on separate trips to meet with Rodgers at various points in the offseason. I think there are going to be more flights out before we see any changes.
Yep, I was going to say, the big winner in this is private plane companies and whatever it costs to maintain that jet in Green Bay. Cliff, what do we got next?
All right, Chinay, this is for you. Someone will trade into the top 10 to grab a quarterback. You going to book that?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to book it because I think the quarterback in question might be maybe Justin Fields. And I kind of like that a lot of our mocks are putting him at 9 going to the Denver Broncos. And so I think less chaos will happen because we've been exploring so many different avenues of chaos. So I'm not going to be able to book it.
Damn that.
We've heard reports this morning that the New Orleans Saints have been calling in trying to get up to the top 10. And that there's only one quarterback that might change their mind. If not, it would be for another position. I'm going to book it. It just feels like as we've watched the odds change around the third overall pick, Trey Lance now at some outlets, the betting favorite for the 49ers' third pick in the draft as we head up to tonight.
Crazy.
Could create a situation where if Mac Jones doesn't go at 3 and you start to see a fall, if Trey Lance doesn't go at 3, I know a lot of teams that we've heard rumblings about very interested in his services if he slides down past that. So I think we'll get a team that's looking to move up into the top 10 to try and make this happen. Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're playing Book It. Cliff, what do we got next?
All right, Junior, this is for you, Mr. Draftman. There will be at least 6 quarterbacks selected in the first round tonight. Are you going to book it?
Oh, this one's easy. Not going to book it. No.
No, sir. No.
I think we've got 5 bona fides in this draft. I think we've heard about Davis Mills from Stanford. I think people have brought up Kyle Trask, Kellen Mond, and I just don't see someone reaching to take them in the first round, especially when you talk about the teams in that range. That's not going to save your job if you're Chicago and you're Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. That's not going to be the future that you want to go in on now, I think, if you're the Steelers or the Saints. I think you are teams that still have Ben Roethlisberger in uniform for this year. If you're the Saints, you can bet on Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, but I don't think we're going to see a 6th in the first round. I'm not going to book it.
Co-sign retweet from Mr. Draftman. I like that, Cliff.
Damn that.
Hey, Chinay, this next one's for you. Jimmy Garoppolo will still be a member of the 49ers when the night is over. You going to book it?
So it's really funny, and I'm going to book it. He's going to still be a member of the 49ers just because I think there's a lot of pressure with this third pick overall. And while that quarterback might be able to be plug and played, you never know the timeline of someone adjusting to the game. And so until that person gets a couple snaps in San Francisco, I think Jimmy G is always a good option, considering he's coming back from injury. You know that he's serviceable. I don't see a transition happening quick.
I am going to book it as well.
You can book it!
Because the sentence says the night is over.
Uh-huh.
If we're talking about on Monday, this could be a different story.
Yes.
Because depending on what happens this weekend, if New England sits at 15 and doesn't get a quarterback, if we come off this weekend and you do have a stud like Trey Lance out in San Fran now, and they can get some capital back from a Patriots team that wants Jimmy, that liked Jimmy a lot before, and knows they can probably get San Fran to pay for some of that, I feel like then we could have something. But if you're asking me about tomorrow, no, he is still on the roster at that point. Cliff, we got time for one more?
Yes, sir. A defensive player will be drafted in the top 10. Junior, you going to book it?
Chiney, so we talked about this a lot yesterday. We have had, I think since, you'd have to go back to 2013 would be the last time that we didn't have a defensive player go in the top 10. And as it sits right now, it's looking less and less likely that that's going to be the case. Is the question not going to be drafted in the top 10? Is that the
what
book
about
here?
Like Surtain the second?
A defensive player will be drafted in the top 10. Yeah. I am going to book it, and Chiney just said the name right there. Dallas at 10 feels like a spot that cannot avoid defense. So unless someone's really trying to trade into the first round, which would requiring people not trading into the 8 and 9 spot where Carolina and Denver are, I would think we sure as hell, especially Dak Prescott, their quarterback, came out and said, I feel like we're going to be defense heavy in this draft. Everyone is saying, lock Jerry Jones away on the yacht and let Steven handle this. Chiney?
Yeah, agreed. I mean, that's where it starts and ends for me when it comes to defensive players with that 10th pick. Great question, but Dallas has been the big D for defense this offseason.
All right. We've booked all of those things heading into the draft. We've done our best to give you that information. But we still ultimately have the questions, like, will Justin Fields end up getting drafted before Mac Jones? We got to wait and find that out. The 2021 NFL Draft Reminder. Stick with it here on ESPN Radio, presented by Sherwin-Williams. First round coverage starts at 7 Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. But coming up next, if you're sitting in a front office the day of the draft and your star quarterback is making news for wanting out of the organization, how do you respond? How do we handle this? Let's talk to someone who lived in that chair next here on ESPN Radio after this word from Angie. Now, we all know there's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain family and friends. It's the biggest investment you'll ever make. It's a place that you make your own, but it's also a ton of work. And I can tell you, I have been putting 4 years of work into my house by myself, like an idiot. Thank God Angie is here. Angie is on a mission to help you love your home by taking on all the projects that come along with it. I don't have to do this by myself. Angie takes all the help you could possibly need for your home and puts it right in the palm of your hand. So when you download the Angie app, you can find a professional to fix an emergency leak right when you need it. Maybe you're planning a renovation. Angie is going to match you with the best contractor for the job. You can even schedule seasonal maintenance, so all of it's on autopilot. Plus, you can see clear and upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, so you're going to know what you'll pay all ahead of time. You can even pay it. You can pay your pro securely right through the app. It's that easy. Handling your home has never been this straightforward. But now we have Angie, your home for everything home. Download it today. ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum is going to help us fix Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers next on ESPN Radio.
Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Well, the countdown is on to the 2021 NFL Draft.
Join me, Elle Duncan, Kevin DeGonne. Full coverage of the first three rounds on ESPN Radio.
Coverage begins tonight, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
And we're going to take you right up to that coverage here on Jhené and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Jhené Egbuemeke. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And in addition to Kevin DeGonne, in addition to Elle Duncan, some of the voices you're going to hear on ESPN Radio's coverage of the draft, you're also going to hear our ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum, who joins us in studio right now. And Mike, figured you are, you know, you've experienced draft day crazy on like the craziest side of it. So covering it now, what's draft day like walking into it for you, someone who's been in these war rooms as members of front offices to now just sit over here with the gas bags?
Yeah, no, you know, what's interesting, guys, is we were prepping and we're telling like old stories. I was like, you know, I was part of maybe the most historic thing, which was Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
We had Laramie as the number one player on our board. We had a good, not great left tackle in Brandon Albert. We had a gazillion other needs, and we're sitting there at 13 thinking like defensive lineman or whatever it was. And that was really crazy. But, you know, we've had obviously a lot of production meetings heading into tonight, guys, and nobody had, hey, the Aaron Rodgers to 49ers trade potential. You know, so, yeah, we're as the producer said, our plan was firmly etched in pencil.
And Mike, sort of taking that experience and extrapolating that on the draft class that we have right now, when you see the dearth of quarterbacks available, what is it like for anyone in that room, that front office, trying to make decisions, and they could potentially all sway franchises?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some transformational decisions that will happen. And I think the inflection point with Aaron Rodgers is this. There'll be five quarterbacks, in my opinion, that'll go in the top 10. Trevor Lawrence, presumably number one in Jacksonville, Zach Wilson to the Jets. And then after that, you know, that's where the intrigue begins. And if I'm Green Bay, there's two really important dates. Obviously tonight, and would they try to get one of those, you know, picks of the top 10 to replace Aaron Rodgers? And then it's going to be in the first night of training camp if and when Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up. So your opportunity is right now if you're Green Bay. Obviously you drafted Jordan Love. He may or may not be your future. But if you're these other teams, there's such, as you mentioned, a dearth of opportunities. It's one of those five tonight, and I think we're going to see a number of trades. And I think where things get really interesting is seven with Detroit, especially eight with Carolina. The fact that Carolina traded for Sam Darnold but did not exercise the option is very noteworthy. Under the new rules, his option for $18.8 million would be fully guaranteed. The fact that they did not exercise the option means they are one of many teams that could be in play for a quarterback tonight. A
lot of smoke and mirrors going on right now. Mike Tannenbaum in studio giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And you're right, all of it does get more complicated now because some of the very teams that could be in those conversations might also be in this Aaron Rodgers conversation. Mike, let's go to the front office for a team that might be looking to call Green Bay. If you're looking and assessing as an opposing GM, a 37-year-old quarterback coming off of an MVP season, where are you starting the offer for someone like Aaron Rodgers if you're trying to call and make this happen tonight, like you pointed out?
Yeah, I have actually done that. That was for Brett Favre. So, you know, we started low and Green Bay started high. We came in. We actually wound up coming up with a really good compromise, which could be somewhat similar, which is it was conditions based on how well the team played. So we wound up training him for a third-round pick, and if we made it to the playoffs, it could go to a two. Won a couple of playoff games, ultimately he could go to a first-round pick, which we would have been happy to pay. I think Aaron Rodgers is at least a one and a good player, so let's just talk about San Francisco for a minute, and it would be for the third pick, and let's say it's someone like Nick Bosa. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, if I'm Green Bay and I'm there with, you know, call it, assuming again Zach Wilson goes two, then it's either Mac Jones, Trey Lance, or Justin Fields. Plus, we have Jordan Love, and arguably, when healthy, the best young defensive player in the game.
And Mike, you know, what you just outlined was really great when it comes to the options based on what the situation has presented. But when your franchise quarterback is saying that he does not want to be there publicly on a day like today, you sort of take it clearly seriously. How do you, as someone that has been in those front offices, try to put the genie back in the bottle if that's the best thing for the franchise currently?
Sinead, you try to do it as proactively as possible. You go see players. You know, I always say when you have the privilege of having a team, it's like having 90 kids in the office, and they all have goals and insecurities, and you have to treat them like they're your children until they're not in the building, and they have agents and wives and loved ones, and every situation's slightly different, and you try to be a good listener. You try to see what problems you can solve. But candidly, what would scare me to death is this. If a player comes in and said, I'm not playing here, I'm moving to another part of the country, I got engaged, I got to be concerned about her career, and there's nothing you can do about it, that's a problem that's really hard to solve. You know, beyond that, I think there's enough resources within the NFL ecosystem to solve most problems within reason. That'd be a tough one.
That will be a tough one. Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chinay Igwumike, talking to our front office insider, Mike Tannenbaum. You're going to hear all over our draft coverage on ESPN Radio. And, Mike, that becomes – I think there's a reminder also here. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a no-trade clause. It's not like some of the other situations that we've discussed with these quarterbacks. But if you're looking out there, you mentioned San Francisco already. Are there any other teams that make sense for both parties here? Any other teams where you look at it and say, this is something, a team where Aaron Rodgers go and still be a contender? Because you could argue Green Bay might still be his best opportunity to win a Super Bowl if that's the ultimate goal team construct-wise.
Yeah, I think you can put Denver in that conversation. They drafted a lot of young skill players a year ago, most notably Jerry Jeudy. And they have a very good defensive head coach in Vic Fangio. I think their defense, I thought they were going to draft Micah Parsons. This could obviously change all that. But I think Denver checks some of those boxes. Vegas checks some of those boxes. With that said, you look at Vegas, they lost three offensive linemen. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, much the way if I'm Ben Roethlisberger with Pittsburgh, losing the left tackle, Villanueva, Marquise Pouncey retiring, it's hard to put an aging quarterback behind a substandard offensive line. So that would really put Vegas to me in question. I would probably prefer, with Juwan James coming off of the opt-out at right tackle, Garrett Bowles, who's improved at left tackle, I like the foundation there in Denver better than I do in Vegas.
No doubt, a great foundation, a team that we talked about when it seems like years ago now we were talking about potential suitors for Deshaun Watson, and Denver came up for a lot of those same reasons. Mike, this has obviously been a wrench in all of our days, but before we let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, because one of the teams that everyone's been so fascinated on this entire offseason, a team you know very well, going up against them in the same division, the New England Patriots, sitting there at 15. You've seen the way Bill Belichick and that front office have worked for so long. Do you think that's a team that if a quarterback starts to fall would actually make the decision to try and move up, especially knowing what we know right now?
Yeah, Coach Belichick in 26 years has never taken a quarterback in the first round and one in the second round in Jimmy Garoppolo. With that said, guys, I'd say this. Given what they've done this offseason, it's hard for me to think that they would not put a ribbon on it and try to get a quarterback if it's within reason. And the trade that you start doing these like mock trades on TV, and you actually talk yourself into like, wait, this really works. So the one that I really like is now that Carolina has Sam Darnold, was at 8, Carolina goes to 15 for next year's one. So if you're Carolina, you owe a 2 and a 4 to the Jets. Now you're sitting there with 2 ones. You have Sam Darnold, who obviously you like. You just trade for him. You have him at least for this year. You exercise the option for next year. And at 15, you get a really good offensive lineman, which they need. And if you're New England, now you're paying half the price that San Francisco did. And you've had this great offseason. You have guys like Dante Hightower coming off of an opt-out. And you get your future quarterback with Cam Newton, who hopefully will play better this year. So I think that's a trade that's a win-win.
It's incredible to think that that's actually possible heading into tonight. It's so many people's worst nightmare to see New England get back in the game in a meaningful way. Mike, we appreciate the time and the unique insight into what's about to happen this weekend. You've lived it in the war rooms, and now you get to live it with us over here as the production meetings all go crazy because of Aaron Rodgers. Thanks so much, Mike. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you guys.
Like I say, great to see you again for the first time in so long. It's incredible. And if you guys like that, you can get more of Mike Tannenbaum, Bart Scott, Ian Fitzsimmons as they join L. Duncan and Kevin DeGondi covering ESPN Radio's NFL draft coverage starting at 7 o'clock Eastern all days 1 and 2. Going to be great stuff all around. Coming up next, though, we get to take a trip inside Chinay's court and figure out what the Patriots' future holds if they can't get up and get a quarterback in the way Mike outlined. Next, here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Well, the countdown is on to the 2021 NFL Draft.
Join me, L. Duncan, Kevin DeGondi. Full coverage of the first 3 rounds on ESPN Radio.
Coverage begins tonight, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chinay Igwumike. The draft day shenanigans are getting out of hand right now. Jed York of the 49ers just tweeted out, draft day, thinking about going for a run. Suspense is too much. How many miles should I go for? 1, 5, 10, 12, 16, or 1? What is all this code going on? How are we supposed to live like this, Janae?
I don't know, but I'm so excited because obviously we're leading you up today here on ESPN Radio to our own coverage of the NFL draft. Yeah, and it's exciting, but like I can't wait to watch, Junior. Like, I am invested. I want to see the thug tears. I want to see everything. And so more so, I can't wait till like we get through 3 and 4. Like, that's just the number one point.
Get through that sticking point. That is what we're trying to get you to tonight. But Chiney, just to get here today, as we on Chiney and Golic Jr. have been breaking down everything with Aaron Rodgers' angst and anxiety around the Green Bay Packers. We've had all that going on. You've had full-blown practice going on. The Los Angeles Sparks are in training camp. Chiney Agbumike has been out here grinding. And so we need an update of what's been going on the court for Chiney, as now it's starting to get really real, like really real. Let's get to Chiney's court.
She's got two careers, and it's time to switch gears.
You come for me, you come for the queen, you best not miss.
Best not miss, okay?
She runs the show here.
I would be all of you guys playing by myself.
There.
Fast break, Chiney Agbumike, all alone, plays it up and in.
And everywhere, Chiney's court.
Oh, I love it. We're playing basketball. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Jerry. Everyone else who did that. You know, shout out to everyone who worked on that open. I love it. And so this is Chiney's court. As you guys heard, I've got two careers. I think Shannon stole that from my Instagram caption, which is hilarious.
Maybe.
Today's takeaway is that we played today. Like, we played today. I have not played in 2 years. I opted out of the bubble last season. And so I was able to go out there and shoot. Now, I missed a couple shots from the distance, but I did, y'all, bring it up from half court. Nice little in and out, hit a little, you know, transition jumper.
Ooh.
Which I was really, you know, I'm very, very proud of myself because I'm like now working on my game. But this is the one aspect I want to talk about. So, Junior, everyone who's listening, I hope you don't have food.
Oh, no.
My family knows a real season starts.
Oh, no.
When I lose my big toe.
Oh, God.
So my big toenail is off.
Ah.
It's gone. Oh. And this thing right now I'm looking at is nasty. So much so that when I came back to my apartment, I had to soak it in, what is it, apple cider vinegar?
Oh, yeah.
And just throw prayers all the way up.
Oh,
so, yeah, my family knows. When I'm going hard, I lead with my toes. And so I've lost a big toenail. Y'all.
What is amazing about this, Chiney, is I played offensive line. I played a position where your feet get stepped on. We're big, fat uglies going around there, trudging around in the muck. And I am the one of us that has never lost a toenail in that way. I am amazed. But that does mean you are out here balling and grinding, clearly on a different level.
I average 2 lost toenails, big toenails a year.
Can you get them to put that on the back of your playing card?
Never.
Career averages, points, rebounds, lost toenails.
Never. But hey, guys, very excited because this weekend we have our first scrimmage against the Vegas Aces. We just found that out. So your girl will be going to Vegas. We're all in safe, you know, quarantine. But we're now getting up and down, and it feels good because I haven't played in 2 years. And so, Junior, I'm like running up, and I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I still got this.
I can say.
And so we doing our thing. Derek Fisher is already Coach of the Year. I'm telling you, he is Coach of the Year right now.
Does
why? Because he's not killing us in training camp.
I was just going to say, Derek Fisher threw you guys some sort of win during the early portion of this training camp because that's how you want to win the crowd. You want to win the team. I have said this, Chiney. I was watching the spring game with Tennessee this last weekend. Josh Heupel getting ready to go. And he was cutting full half quarters off for these guys, getting them out of there. I said, that's a man that is trying to hurry this up and win the favor of his team. D-Fish already out here showing you guys some love. That's beautiful.
Yes, it's great. And I think he knows it's going to be a long season, a tedious season. And so he's letting us focus on skill work, getting our legs under us. Chrissy Tolliver hadn't played in a year as well. My sister's playing as well, and she's a vet, you know. So we have Simone Augustus on our squad. So, yeah, he knows that we're going to just slowly, gradually build in so that we are fresh for when it matters most. Now, fun fact of the day is I also work out with Fabrice Gauthier and Barents Banos. And these guys are, you know, I guess you can say athletic trainers, osteopath, and massage therapists. And one of the guys that I've been doing my conjoint workouts with, Spencer Dinwiddie, been seeing him also on one of our courts getting work. And he looks good.
Dude, he is ready.
Good. And so imagine if he was on the Brooklyn Nets that as currently constructed, like wild. But now to be able to see him put his work in, you know, it's professionals. And like now it shows us we're at that standard, Junior. Like we're doing our thing and I see him doing our thing. We're in good company.
The standard is the standard. And don't speak any more of that into existence for Brooklyn. I've already seen mock-ups online of Aaron Rodgers in a Nets jersey so they can add another former MVP to that Brooklyn lineup in the Eastern Conference. That is Chinea's court. That is the latest from L.A. Sparks training camp as Derek Fisher, Chinea Agumake, and the team get ready for a great season. But we said the name again, Aaron Rodgers. We get all these great jersey edits because he has chosen violence on NFL draft day. Adam Schefter goes on NFL Live, and the rest is history. So where is Aaron Rodgers going to end up in the 2021 season? We'll head out to our friends in the desert to see if we can already get odds on this next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Chinea and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.